It's called A Cow with Her Dead Calf Half Born. Action: put on boots and pull dead calf out while standing in a field full of mud. Result: hind legs tore off from dead calf while I pulled. Head, forelegs, and torso are still inside the mother. Thoughts on drive home while passing red and gold leaves on maple trees. Is there a nicer place to live? What children said to me when I got home. Hi, Pop. What the wife cooked for dinner. Something mixed up. Call: old woman with Minnie's needs butte paste. Action: drove to old woman's house, delivered butte paste. Pet Minnie's, learned their names, Molly, Nettie, Sunny, and Storm. Result: Minnie's are really cute. Thoughts on drive home. Must bring children back here sometime to see the cute Minnie's. What children said to me when I got home. Hi, Pop. What the wife cooked for dinner. Steak and potatoes, no salad. She said, David, our salad days are over. It now being autumn and the garden bare except for wind-tossed fallen leaves. Call: sick sheep. Action: visited sheep. Noticed they'd eaten all the thistle. Result: talked to owner, who is a composer, about classical music. Admired his tall barn beams. Advised owner to fence off thistle so sheep couldn't eat it. Sheep become sick from thistle. Thoughts on drive home. Is time travel possible? Maybe time is not a thing. Because light takes a while to travel, what we're seeing is always in the past. What the wife cooked for dinner. Breakfast. Here's a section that comes while the son ends up in the hospital in a coma. Although maybe I shouldn't have told you that, but giving it all away. What the wife cooks for dinner: turkey soup with rice. I wanted noodles, but we had none. I helped her with the dinner. I pulled out the bag of basmati rice from the pantry. I washed the rice well. There were no Indian stones or bugs I wanted to find in a mouthful of soup. What the wife said: your levels will love this soup. What Sarah said while we ate the soup: Sam would hate this soup. What the wife said: he would not. Then she stood and dumped her soup into the kitchen sink and let the water run over it and watched it for a very long time. Call: a woman who needs a pre-purchase exam on a Dale's pony. Action: drove to farm, x-rayed pony, checked his legs, did a spavin test, and bending his leg at the knee, held knee bent for a while, looking to see how much it could flex. Result: Dale's pony was in fine shape. Owner was thankful, asked before I left if I wanted to see her mammoth mules. Mammoth mules, I asked. She led me to her back field. There they were, all 65 of them, the tallest maybe 15 hands high, the last of their breed, she told me, and if it were not for her farm, they would be extinct. I touched their huge mammoth ears. Your mules are the horse for me, I said to her. I wanted to take one home. What I talked to Sam about in the hospital. Now, Sam is the son who's in a coma. How when he was better, we could build a chicken coop big enough to keep a mammoth mule. He would protect the chickens from the coyotes, from the fisher cats. We could come to visit the mammoth mule throughout the day, feeling up along the backs of his mammoth ears, the soft hairs. What the hospital said: visiting hours are over. What the night nurse said: no, not you, you can stay, your family. What I wished: that I wasn't, that I was one of the ones who could leave, that I was just a friend, an acquaintance, anyone else but the father, and that in the bed it was anyone else but my son with the tubes in his nose and the legs that were beginning to look thinner every day, so that who would know they weren't arms, except for the fact that they were at the foot of the bed. What the wife cooked for dinner: ham steak with mashed yams and green beans. What Sarah said: we're eating pig for dinner. what Mia said, pig is good. What we all did, agreed how cute pigs were and how good the ham steak was. And then I told the girls how I had read that pigs were one of the few animals that used mirrors the same way we did, and that pigs could look into a mirror and see their food behind them and turn and find the food. And then I thought how I would tell Sam this when I saw him next, and that I hoped I remembered to tell him, since he had always talked about having a pig for a pet. What we did after dinner, sat by the fire and took turns reading Jane Eyre out loud. What the rabbit did, wore her diaper and hopped around on top of the girls as they lay flat on their backs on the carpet. What Jane Eyre had, a really sad life. What Mia said, she should have had a bunny, then she would not have been so sad. What we all agreed, that Jane Eyre, that anybody, would be better off if they had a bunny, especially one who wore diapers. What Sarah asked, can we bring the bunny to see Sam? What the wife did, shook her head, but it was so slight, it looked as if it was just her eyes that had moved from side to side. Now this man whose son was put into a coma wants to find out who was the one who shot his son during this hunting accident. So he's kind of going around investigating. Action, I drive to town hall. The clerk is named Jean, and she's sitting at her roll-top desk wearing sheep fleece slippers. Do you know John Bennett, I ask. What Jean says, I know everyone, I'm the town clerk, remember? What I say, what's he like? What Jean says, he pays his taxes, he buys dump stickers, he put an addition on his house in 89, his dog's name is Howie, a sweet collie mix that has seizures. He takes 2 pills a day for the seizures, but sometimes they still don't work. What I say, how do you know? What Jean says, I take care of Howie all winter while John's in Florida. What I say, all winter? What Jean says, he's a snowbird. He leaves before Halloween frost. What I say, that's before hunting season. What Jean says, yes, before hunting season. He doesn't buy a hunting license. The only license he buys is a dog license. You're barking up the wrong tree with John Bennett. What I say, who do you suggest I search out? What Jean says, I don't suggest that kind of stuff. I can tell you what your taxes will be the next year, though. I can tell you what the taxes were on the place in the 1800s. I can tell you if you add a 20x5 porch to your place, what the taxes will be, but I can't tell you what I don't know. What I do, I walk behind her. I look at the town map hanging above her desk. I look at all the houses that border my property. I see a house in the northeast corner I didn't know was there before. Whose house is that, I ask? What Jean says, Ann Thompson's. She's the daughter of Sleeping Mary. What I say, Sleeping Mary? What Jean says, yes. She would go into a trance and tell the future. If someone wanted a session with her, they would go down to the library on Friday afternoons. What I say, does she hunt? What Jean does, pulls out a book of every licensed hunter in our town. She copies the page for me. No, these are the people who hunt in this town, but anyone could have been walking on your property that day who had a hunting license. That's all you need is a license, and some people don't even bother to get one. What I say before I leave, what about Howie? Did he bite the neck of a sheep dog? What Jean says, Howie's a kitten. That sheep dog got his head cut up trying to limbo a barbed wire fence on John Bennett's property. What the house says that night, David, it wakes me up, calling my name with a huge creak of its timbers. I look over at Jen, who is sleeping. It was not she who called out my name in her sleep. It must have been the house. What, I say in a whisper, but the house doesn't answer. What Gisela said while I was driving, and Gisela is actually the woman on a tape, this character, David Appleton, the narrator, is trying to learn German by listening to CDs in his car. David, check your levels. When I listened to the CD again, Gisela was talking about taking a visit to Tubingen. She was talking about buying more coffee because she had run out. She was talking about where to buy sweetbread. Now she was telling me to check my levels. repeat after me, she said, check your levels. What I thought about doing, checking my levels because both the house and Gisela had told me to. What I thought was funny, that my wife and a doctor had told me to go check my levels, but I didn't want to do it. And now that a house and a German language CD are telling me to do it, I am considering it, especially if it means I might see the spacecraft again. What we can learn from rabbits, that wherever you are, you must look for a place where you can run to and hide. Here's a section. Why did I put a post-it note in this section? What I do for the flies at night, I turn the light off and open the window. I am sick of them buzzing by my head while I read the paper in bed. I am tired of them buzzing inside my lampshade, making a tock, tock, tock sound as they slam into one side of the taut linen shade and then the next. There's a bright full moon out. Shoo, I say to the flies. Can't you see the bright moon, I say. I cut my hand and move it behind them, trying to direct them to the cool air outside. What the wife says. Can I read? Haven't we sat in the dark long enough? It's getting cold in here, she says. Shut the window. I close the window and turn the light back on, but the flies haven't vacated our home. In a second, I can hear them buzzing inside the lamp again, the tock, 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 sounding louder than ever. What the wife is reading, a book about coma. There's a syndrome, she says, that occurs in children who, after waking up from it, display delayed recovery of consciousness. Apparently, the psychological stresses of being in the hospital keep them sleeping, she says. What I say, that won't happen to Sam. When he wakes, he will wake right away. He will want to know which sister played with his games. He will want to eat chocolate right away. He will want to know if it's still deer season. What the wife says, I can't remember. Did his MRI show swelling, midline shift, mass lesions? I shake my head. She has asked me these questions before. What I say, remember his Glasgow score? Remember how high it was? What the wife says, look at that, ladybugs. I look to see where she's pointing. There are ladybugs crawling on the sills of all the windows surrounding our bed. At least they don't buzz, I tell her, but then I see how she sits up quickly and starts shaking out her hair. Bastard, she says, and with its small wings spread out, a ladybug hops onto the blanket. And that is how our night is spent. One of us, every once in a while, waking up and shaking our head to get a fly or a ladybug out from crawling in our hair. Then there is the sound of us wiping the sheet to knock the insect off and onto the floor, where no doubt we will step on it on our way to the bathroom. What Sarah says in the morning, I bet you don't know what ambrosia is. What I say, it's a fruit salad mixed with whipped cream. What Sarah says, no, it's whale vomit, and it's used as a preservative to keep perfume smelling good. What I say, you mean ambergris? What Sarah says, whatever. What Mia says, Poppy, make ambrosia. What the radio says, beep, diddle, beep, 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 beep. What the wife says, stop, I am getting a transmission. It is imperative that we get a head potty cleaner as soon as possible. Our mission cannot continue without this vital position being filled. What the children say, too bad about the mission. Guess you'll have to leave without us, Mom. What the wife says, who will wash your dishes and cook your food and serve you and pour your milks and collect your dishes and wipe the countertops and do the laundry and do the food shopping and pick up your dirty socks and hang up your coats and take your wet towels off your beds and put away your toys and turn off the lights you left on in your rooms? Who will do all of this when I am gone? The wife said, I'm going on the next flight, the wife says. The socks will be easier to pick up in space. I won't have to bend down and throw out my back. I'd like to see how wood burns in space. I wouldn't mind stacking wood in space. I could lift a whole cord in space.